Welcome back to Without a Doubt, the podcast where we celebrate living life authentically and organically as ourselves. We're the ones who believe in creating our own paths and living our truths out loud. Join in on an honest and open conversation about self-discovery and growth. I'm your girl, Mad, your host. I'm a freelance entrepreneur, a 30-something-year-old human that has never exactly done what is expected of me. I'm a sprinkle of reality, glimmer of sunshine, and as unfiltered as they come. I'm here to remind you that it's okay to live life different, that you don't have to be what is expected of you, and that your happiness, it matters. How many of you guys fast forward through that? Do any of you guys fast forward through that? Yes, I still record those every single time. I can't believe it's already April. It is tax season, or you've probably already done your taxes, and I haven't. And I still don't understand why we have a fucking tax season. Am I the only one that really thinks that's bullshit? I really need to do my taxes, but being a small business owner, taxes are a pain in the ass, and I used to actually have someone who helped me with these, but I was paying a lot of money and not really happy with that. She wasn't getting me a lot of deductions, so I do them myself now because I'm a frugal franny. And let's really talk about why I'm here on this episode and what I actually want to talk about. And it's more so about no-spend ways to indulge in self-care. I also managed to go into my little bag of tricks, and I learned that this is actually a very well-researched niche. A lot of people are Googling currently how to indulge in self-care, but not spend any money. So before I really start this, I want to actually ask you, when you think of self-care, what is something that you think of? How often would you say that you actually partake in that activity of self-care for yourself? And what prompts you to practice self-care? Are you doing this in a time of reset, burnout, a moment of weakness? Are you only doing self-care as a reward? Or is self-care something that's a non-negotiable for you in your daily, weekly, or routined life? When we think of self-care, we probably think of facials, massages, spending loads of money on looking pretty or healing our soul. We think of therapy. We think of $7 coffee treats. We think of a materialistic splurge. We think self-care is all about what we need to do in order to lift our own spirit. And it totally is. But we can do it without spending money, or even we can do this on a really low, super duper low budget. Self-care is so important because it helps us to maintain our physical, our mental, our motivational, our emotional well-being. Engaging in self-care like exercise, relaxation, getting enough sleep, healthy eating, setting boundaries, all of these things are going to help you reduce stress, improve your mood, enhance just your quality of life. Prioritizing self-care is going to help you recharge, prevent the burnout, and better cope with the demands of daily life. And it is essential for maintaining a healthy work-life balance and promoting long-term happiness and health. But self-care is personal to every single person. What we find happiness, how we recharge, how we reward ourselves, all of that is personal. So I compiled a list of 10 ideas that you can indulge in self-care without spending any kind of money. Number one, go for a walk in the sunshine, maybe even near some water. Sunshine helps with vitamin D production. As soon as you get in the sunshine, your vitamin D is promoting any kind of production, and it'll help you with regulating sleep cycles, bone production, just overall health. Did you also know that water even has been studied to help with relaxation? I read an article from realsimple.com, and it says, quote, "Living near water, whether it's the ocean or a small lake in your backyard, isn't just nice scenery. Studies show there are many health benefits." A psychiatrist and founder of Saranga Comprehensive Psychiatry of North Carolina says, "It can lower blood pressure, decrease stress, bring on relaxation, improve creativity, and bring about a general sense of happiness. I believe that people like being around water because it reminds them of the color blue, which represents relaxation, tranquility, and calmness." This article is noted below in my show notes. So water, sunshine, let's all do it. Number two, reading. I've mentioned that I enjoy reading. I mentioned this is my type of relaxation, but I believe this is self-care. Before you get your panties in a bunch about how expensive books are, I am very well aware. You can go to the library, though, and get yourself a library card and rent out a book or even rent out an audiobook. You can borrow a book from a friend or just go thrift them. That is what I do. I thrift every single one of my books or garage sale them. There's even these little free libraries. People have them in your neighborhoods. Go for an adventure. Go for a walk. And I enjoy reading. I really think it's like how I can get some downtime for me, fall into my book, get into my own imagination. And I like the physical book. I'm a physical book girl, not a Kindle girl. You do you though, whatever you like. Number three, I think we all should be getting a little crafty. You really don't need a lot to get crafty. I'm sure you have some sort of paper sitting around. Grab a marker and get to doodling. Go for a walk, grab some leaves and maybe tape them down into a journal. Make a nature journal. I promise you that getting crafty doesn't have to cost you much. And you can even check Facebook Marketplace. People are always giving away lots of crafts. Literally, like craft lots. Entire bins of crafts. I pick them up all the time. Fun fact about me, the craft girl over here. I also learned on Reddit during my research for this podcast that you can print out free coloring book pages. Duh, everything's on Google. Print it out, and I'm sure you've got some markers or something, and you can color and doodle. Number four, let's talk about yoga, working out, all of these things. I know a lot of people think you need a gym membership, you need classes, but you don't need the classes. You just need YouTube. If you're not creative and you can't figure out what to do in your workouts, go to YouTube. YouTube is the king. Better yet, I should say the queen, because who rules the world? Once again, girls, they have all the things on YouTube. People have free classes on YouTube. Go check that shit out. Find someone you like on the YouTube yoga world. Do it. I promise you, there are people with free workouts. Use the resources that are free. You can do it. Five, I really recommend volunteering. And I would say probably at the animal shelter. I wouldn't recommend the homeless shelter unless you kind of can brush that shit off. I did that for a while. I did love volunteering, by the way. I have done that, and I have a story on another podcast about my homeless lady friend who wanted a hug for me because I couldn't give her a puppy. But I definitely would think that going to the animal shelter is going to give you some little love and cuddles. I have a dog, and I love animals, and I think animals really do heal the soul. But there are programs where you can go and walk dogs, and you can buddy up for the day. Free cuddles and kisses should make you feel better. And cuddling with a dog or a cat actually leads to the release of happiness. That happiness hormone, yes, it is. Oxytocin, it releases it in the animals and in us. So go cuddle an animal that's free, and it's going to give an animal some love and self-care as well. Number six, turn your fucking phone off. Go get off your fucking phone. Stop scrolling. Get off TikTok. Get off Instagram. Get off social media. Go listen to my podcast about loosening the grip of social media if you struggle with this, by the way. Scrolling is not self-care. Sitting on your phone for hours, falling into a rabbit hole is not self-care. Sorry. It's doom scrolling, period. And there's nothing worth scrolling for hours for. That's it. Just get off your phone. Maybe that should have been number one. Self-care. Get off your phone. Number seven, Reddit also dropped this fun idea. And it's true because Kendra, my girlfriend, does this all the time. I don't know why I didn't think about this. A lot of places, fast food places, coffee, gas station, they have apps and they have free rewards. Murphy's gas station actually had 12 days of Christmas and gave away free drinks, a free drink a day. And you know, we fucking were there every day. Kendra and I were running to Murphy. All you had to do was claim it on the app and go check it out. And I have a ton of different drinks in my cabinet currently, including orange sodas and things that I don't drink, but we got them for free. It was just a fun adventure to go get them. Dunkin' even gives out free coffees, so if you're not part of that reward program, go do it. You can get free things for your birthday, and a lot of those times, those things are for the whole month, so use the apps. Free shit is fun. There's also an Instagram account called The Freebie Guy. He always shares deals. Go for an adventure. Go get the free coffee. I promise you it's fun. It's self-care. Free stuff is fun. I don't know how to say that anymore. Number eight, learning a new skill. YouTube, once again, can I say this anymore? YouTube is queen. I know I say that most things, you know, you're going to say like, oh, I need something to start this skill. I don't have that. I need this. I need to paint. I don't have paint. But what if maybe learning a new skill was language? You can learn that without anything other than YouTube and you. Well, you'll need Wi-Fi, but you can go sit at any place for free Wi-Fi. Maybe attempting to fix anything at home. Instead of buying something new, go on YouTube and learn how to fix something. But this could also result in spending a couple dollars, so don't come back at me because that might not be free. There's even alternative programs and apps online where you could learn free things, free programs, free master classes. Reddit also, someone there suggested Coursera. Doing something for yourself and accomplishing something and learning something new feels so good. Kendra and I were talking about this during my outline portion, and she was telling me this was her thing. She's like, I feel so accomplished when I can do something. She recently reinstalled her dishwasher, and she's been learning how to do a lot of these things as a homeowner. It's really hard and it's expensive, but she is like queen of learning things by herself. And when she learns how to do things, like, man, it's so cool watching us learn new things, like how to fix dishwashers and garbage disposals. I really need to say Kendra, because I just sit around and clap around and pass things to her. I'm not really into that stuff. Number 9, I'm going to say, let's get into gardening. That is my kind of stuff. Get out into the sunshine, replant a new plant, tend to a plant that has some dead leaves, propagate a plant that's got too much access to growth. You can buy seeds for really cheap, or better yet, let me tell you about a free hack for seeds. Oh, you can plant a strawberry. Peppers have seeds that you can dry out. Celery stalks, you can literally plant. Romaine heads, all of these regrow from veggies that you buy at the store and you probably toss because you don't use. Last week, I harvested so much sage from my mom's house. She had a garden. She bought herbs from the nursery for like $2, and she's been growing them in cinder blocks, not even in pots. And the sage just overtook the garden, and I was like, can I just cut it down and let's harvest it? I can make some smudge bundles. So we did. We harvested it, and I dried it out for the last like 5 days, and it cost me nothing to cut it down. I had hemp rope at home, and I made my own sage bundles. I could sell these if I wanted. I could make some money off of the sage, but it was like self-care. I love to make things. It was crafty and it was super relaxing. Gardening, just, it's one of those things. And number 10, seriously, some good company. We all have a friend, or maybe even a few friends, that maybe feel like a big hug. That is what a friend should feel like. Those are the friends and the company that we need in order to refill and leave our cups overrunneth. You can invite a friend over for a plant swap, make a cheap meal, bake, craft together, shit talk, just make some tea or coffee together from stuff that you already have at home. Just listen to music and dance, hula hoop, or just fucking chill. Watch TV together. Find the good vibe tribe and keep that tribe close. We all need that, whether it's one person or a group. Shout out to those people in my world who schedule me in for coffee dates, show up for the plans, and make me feel like human again. We all have those groups, and if you don't, reach out to me, because you know what? You never know. Maybe you can be mine, or maybe I can connect you to someone I think you could really connect with. At the end of the day, how we feel better and how we lift our own spirits doesn't have to put us into debt. It doesn't have to eat up a lot of time, and it doesn't even have to be out of the ordinary. What we do day after day in order to keep our energy and spirits up is truly what matters. Self-care is important. Go get your nails done, spend your money at the salon, lash it up. Do a hair mask, do those girly things. I don't know why I named all girly things, but whatever you got to do, that's self-care. But the ones that cost the least and are free are just as much self-care as the one that costs a lot of money. You matter. Your energy isn't meant to be constantly drained. You have a life to live. And if you have kids, you have a life to live plus more. And you have to show up in order to show these kids how much this world has to offer. Do what you need to do to feel and be human. But don't you forget that you are without a doubt a badass. Thanks for listening in to episode number 32. I can't believe we are halfway through this season. I am so grateful you're here. If you haven't already rated this podcast, I am on Spotify, Apple. Give me a 5-star rating. Hook your girl up. Write something nice if you can. And I'm also on YouTube at Without a Doubt the Podcast. You can find me at itsyourgirlmad@gmail.com if you want to shoot me an email. I'm always here to hang out, talk, and chat, and I can't wait to hang out with you next week. Have a great week, and don't you forget it. XOXO, your girl Mad.